This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy and a little pride and Victorian Pride Centre into our lives, finally, we can see all the bricks are in place, Tass.
I think all the paperwork's done, Macca.
All the paperwork's done, yeah.
I think all the paperwork's done. The hard work is now about to begin.
Yeah.
We need to design, we need to plan, we need to consult, we need to involve people in shaping this thing. Isn't that right, Jude?
Yeah, and I think what it means is $50 million worth of capital.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be, this is going to enable minus 18 to go national. This is going to mean Joy Radio going
national?
Digital and going national. So this is what happened with the Italian and the Greek community. Mackie, you said follow the money.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to be black and white about this. This is so crucial for the consolidation and the capability growth of our community and to be such a base nationally. And what that then means for those other countries where there's not as many rights, human rights, for LGBTIQ people, they're going to see this as a base to spring from, particularly in the Asia Pacific region.
Josh, if you get elected, you'll become the sort of champion for the LGBTI community, in a sense, nationally.
That would be a nice title. Well, I think it belongs, you know, this is a national centre, but it belongs in St Kilda. I said this on at the announcement. You know, this is St Kilda's the heart of an electorate where 82% of people said yes in the marriage equality postal survey, or whatever it was.
Yeah, postal survey.
Postal survey. I think St Kilda has always, you know, it's the home of so much of a celebration of LGBTIQ people. Every year the Pride March happens in Fitzroy Street.
That's right.
And they're going to walk down Fitzroy Street and see this incredible facility that's all about celebrating them and celebrating those they love. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, if I get to be a part of that and stand alongside Jude and all of the great people who have helped make this happen, well, lucky me.
Looking very forward to it. And from yourself, Mel, what does it ultimately mean for you and the Joy team here?
I think this sets Joy up for its next 25 years. We got our 25th birthday December this year.
Oh, right. Yes, we know about that.
Yes.
There's a trivia on Sunday week,
that's
tomorrow
right.
week.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be going and doing my best at trivia. You know, it really does future-proof us. And it lets us achieve the objectives of our strategy, which is about reaching as many people as we can. We broadcast in Melbourne. We have 470,000 listeners each month in Melbourne, but we know we have a lot of people that listen online, downloading podcasts. We have people listening to our content around the world, and future-proofing our technology means that we can take that forward and grow even more. And I think, you know, the opportunity to collaborate and co-locate with other community organisations in the Pride Centre is just going to be pretty sensational.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And Dick, for the state government, what does this mean for you as a representative of the Victorian state government?
Oh, look, I think, you know, I have to celebrate the extraordinary work that my colleague Martin Foley has done.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he is the Minister for Equality.
Yes.
I mean, the only one in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, his track record is just extraordinary. And, you know, I have some friendly competition with him as to where the location of the Pride Centre ought to have been.
Too late,
no,
Richard.
Well,
too late.
So us on the north side, I mean, we have a view about this, but
didn't try hard enough.
No,
they
we
didn't,
did.
They did not put their pocket
the
in
People's
their
The People's Republic
hand.
Of Moreland and Yarra didn't work
they
out
They did
properly.
Not put their hand in their pocket.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
A $13 million parcel of land. Jude, maybe you could check
some
light on
this. Yeah, no, look, that's true. Look, that is true. I'm not bitter about this test at all. No, look, it's fantastic. I mean, I've been on every Pride March. And I tell you, some years it has been... pouring rain.
Yeah.
Other years it has been baking hot, like seriously baking hot, like 40 plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so proud that, you know, I've marched in, well, every one by one year when I was unwell, but to march in the, at the Pride March with our Premier out the front of it, and it's a fantastic thing.
Jude?
I think one of the comments I'd make is that the Pride Centre board is having to plan on many levels and many forks of the strategy simultaneously. We're going to build this. It does mean that we've got two loans in terms of the financing.
No, and they need to be paid back.
Yes. And they have to be paid back. We're structuring this so that we've got commercial tenancies in the building to support the building, but also to look at this financing. So a federal Labor win and that $10 million means that the $20.5 million that will be on our credit card can be reduced dramatically, uh-huh. Right? Dramatically, and the huge difference that that will make to us. We have still got major fundraising efforts over the course of the next 12 months. We will be pushing hard on about 10 different strategies from the Bank Australia offering, Founders Fund for the sophisticated investors, down to the Cornerstone supporters, and I spoke about Toby in Geelong a couple of weeks ago, who's putting his hand in his pocket to be a Pride Club member. So this is going to be an effort from the whole community. It is going to be corporate Australia getting into it as well. And as Tanya Plibersek said, this is three levels of government to support this $50 million project.
That's pretty amazing. Jude, we do have a question from one of our listeners, one of our regulars actually, from a man from Carrum called Greg, who wants to know about the disability accessibility of the centre, and in particular, will there be a hoist?
I've promised Greg there will be a hoist, even if the Munro-Cumro household have to pay for it.
Oh,
itself.
Wow, that's amazing. There we go. That's amazing.
Yes. So sorry, Louise, if you're listening, that's out.
That's right. You're on the hook. You're on the hook.
And that's a dip into your super fund.
And obviously the building will have to be DDA compliant.
Absolutely.
With the Building Code of Australia, and it will require all of the relevant fit out of the building.
Yeah, it will.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. It will be DDA compliant. It's got the right numbers of lifts. It will have signage that's appropriate. It will have accessible toilets, yes. Fully accessible.
Will it be culturally inclusive?
Culturally inclusive. We recently put in for a multicultural infrastructure grant supported by 21 ethnic and multi-faith groups from across Victoria supporting that. So that's
extraordinary.
Fantastic.
That's extraordinary.
And thank you, Judy, for your work on that.
Judy.
From multicultural, yeah. Multi-faith.
Oh, of course, yeah. Judy Tang.
Dr. Judy Tang,
of course. We must
another guest. Another guest on.
Maka, we're nearly out of time, but perhaps if I could just get final thoughts from each of you, because this is really a massive announcement for our communities. Perhaps we start with you, Josh.
Sure. Well, I think that the Pride Centre will be filled with so much activity and so much leadership and so much enriching of people's lives, but it'll also be it'll also come with a clear message of be who you are and be proud. And the Labor Party is so pleased, and I am so pleased to have been a part of this and to be a part of the vision. This is a long vision, a long-term vision of building a first-class facility, and that's exactly what it's going to be. And through the work of Richard and Martin Foley and Daniel Andrews and also the Federal Labor team and the City of Port Phillip and everyone involved, this is a momentous task to get this thing built, but we really hope to see it done and make it everything it needs to be.
Thank you, Josh. And from you, Jude, just briefly.
It's going to be wonderful.
Dig?
Just a cause of, you know, great satisfaction and a real sense that in 2020 we're going to be seeing this amazing building on Fitzroy Street there, which is just a wonderful expression of the pride that we as a government have got in this community. And I'm so pleased that we have invested these funds. The planning green light is there. It's now back to the City of Port Phillip, as it should be, in terms of the other approvals that will be required. But we're on the way, and that's just really exciting.
And Mel?
Yeah, look, I've been very excited and walking on air all week. And, you know, I think I've said before, when you work in these roles, you get to be a custodian of an organisation for a short while in its long life, and you only hope that you can do something that really makes a difference. And this will be one of those things that when I get to further through my life, I'll look back on it and be really proud. So every time I walk past the Pride Centre, in fact. So, yeah, look, just looking forward to it becoming a reality.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to close this segment with the final quote from Tanya Plibersek. Joy 94.9 will benefit from an extra $600,000 to build new studios in the Victorian Pride Centre and upgrade to digital broadcasting. Joy 94.9 is the only LGBTIQ radio station in Australia and a vitally important voice for the community. Our investment will help Joy 94.9's excellent work reach an even bigger audience. We believe that everyone deserves a fair go, no matter where they're from or who they love.
Thank you, Macca, and thank you, Mel, thank you, Dick, thank you, Jude, and thank you, Josh. A bit like Tom, Dick and Harry, really, isn't
it? I know.
This has been a fantastic morning. I've really enjoyed the conversation that we've had. This is a great announcement for our communities.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.